Next week, a Senate committee holds hearings on President Bush's plan to fund restricted embryonic stem cell research. Earlier this month, Mr. Bush said he favored funding research only on stem cells that already had been extracted from human embryos. Since then, there have been scientific and legal questions about the workability of the president's plan, but so far it appears to be holding up as a political solution. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
President Bush had several political goals as he struggled to reach a decision on stem cell research. He wanted to make sure he didn't alienate the pro-life base of the Republican Party, which considers the destruction of human embryos to be murder. But he also wanted to show that he supported scientific progress, and in the process gained the confidence of moderates and suburban women who were excited by the potential to find cures for diseases. If possible, the president also wanted to address his image problem as detached and incurious, someone who lacked the intellect or patience to deal with issues like stem cells. Almost a month after his announcement, the decision has proved to be a success on all those grounds. There was little dissent from the pro-life movement, and what criticism there was only helped President Bush position himself as a centrist in the debate. The careful briefings from White House officials about the president's decision-making process helped create the impression that Mr. Bush was someone who could pay serious attention to difficult issues. The first verdict on the practicality of the president's plan will come from the scientific community. Researchers like Harold Varmus, the president of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and the former director of the National Institutes of Health, were relieved the president allowed any research at all. But they're still waiting to hear whether the 64 cell lines administration officials identified are as viable and accessible as they claimed.
All of us feel that the door is more open than it might have been, that in the short run, a great deal can be learned, even if a minority of the lines in existence are workable and accessible. Most of us would be concerned that over the course of the 5, 10, or 20 years that will be required to develop the science far enough to do clinical trials, that we will need additional cell lines. So eventually we think the political rules are going to, will probably have to change, but much can be done in the meantime.
But politics doesn't operate in the long run, and in the short run, the president appears to have averted a legislative challenge from Congress. Before August 9th, a majority of members in both houses were on record supporting an effort to allow less restricted research than the president wanted. But now that effort has been withdrawn. Florida Representative Mark Foley is one of the moderate Republicans whose support would be crucial if Congress was to pass a more expansive approach. He says that since August 9th, there have been doubts raised about the viability of the existing cell lines, but not enough doubts to move Congress to overturn the president's plan.
That can be revived. There's no question Congress can act, but I think it would have to be preponderance of evidence suggesting that the stem cells that are available are simply not adequate, not useful. And that's something only time will provide. But we need to be somewhat patient. We need to let the scientists do their work.
Most scientists say it will take 6 months to a year or longer before they can determine whether the Bush plan is workable. Former Republican Senator Connie Mack is a stem cell research supporter. He says for the foreseeable future, the president has taken the political issue off the table.
People recognize that he did a thorough job, made a rational, fair decision. And now, if the debate's going to go further, I don't think it's one that's going to have anywhere near the intensity that it had, say, prior to August.
Mack is a pro-life Catholic, and that identification made him a crucial player in the push for stem cell research. But even he says, for now, he's happy with the president's plan.
As I view it now, I think that the answer is it is a workable one. Again, I haven't heard enough from the scientific community at this point, at least with the folks that I've talked with at NIH and others, that are concerned that they won't be able to move forward. And so, again, I think there's been a lot of smoke, a lot of issues been raised, but I think bottom line, the research is going to go forward, and that is good. We see what we learn and then find out where we go from there.
Before August 9th, conventional wisdom held that it would be impossible for Mr. Bush to satisfy his pro-life base and moderate Republicans who favored research. But so far, he appears to have done just that. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.